Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
She seems credible when she's telling her story, but there has to be like a few levels of stupidity for this to be accurate.
Quite a few.
Quite a few, right?
Yes.
All right, let's credit Joshy B. Sloshy. At Joshy B. Sloshy on X.
Put a finger down if you've been Venmoing your landlord for the last year for your rent, your security deposit, all that, and you just found out that you've Venmoed the wrong person for the last 13 months. You've actually never Venmoed your landlord, and that person never told you that you were Venmoing the wrong person, and your landlord never realized that you weren't paying your rent. And so now you've paid $18,508 to a random financial advisor in Ohio who claims that his heroin addict sister has spent all the money, and your landlord wants the money right now. So you have to move out of your apartment within a week so you don't get evicted. And now they're going to file a lawsuit against you for $18,508. We're packing.
This can't be right. What landlord's going to go that long without checking on his rent?
That was my first thought.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I watched the video of her trying to explain this video to people. And what her story was is she's staying with someone who has a lot of money. And so he just rents places and he's not really hands on with it. He lets the landlords at the property deal with it.
He's got property managers.
Right. Mm. So he's typically not pressed for his money because he's doing so well in life. And so when she first moved in, apparently she gave the property manager gave her the keys after she sent the first month's rent and security. But she got one of the letters wrong and she didn't realize it. And I guess the guy gave her the keys anyway, not thinking anything of it. So from that point moving forward, she continued to pay that account, thinking that she was paying the correct account for 13 months. And she was not paying the landlord ever at any point. Now, why the property manager wasn't on it to figure out that the money wasn't coming to him, she didn't really go into. I don't know. But 13 months down the line, they finally came to her and was like, you haven't been paying your rent, like at any point. And that's when she realized she was down, I think, $18,000,
$19,000. That's crazy.
Damn.
And the person that she was sending the money to was just taking it.
Was just taking it. So she reached out to that person and she said the name. She didn't say the name, but she said that it was such a peculiar name that she didn't think in her mind that there would be another account that even had a close name to it and was only off by one letter. And whoever that person was just collecting it. And they never said anything. So each month, they just taking the payments.
So this happened to you, like your Venmo or your Cash App, and somebody sends you, and you have to leave a note when you send something like that, if that's what you're doing, or if you're doing it through Zelle, whatever, and you're like January rent or whatever, and you receive that in your account, you don't keep that.
No.
That is some financial karma that's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
And like she said, she went to them after it was over, tried to get the money back, and they said that their sister had spent all of the money. So they don't have the money anymore.
That's a tight spot, man. There's a couple of levels of like, has to be the perfect storm, right?
Yeah, almost here. Exactly that.
All right, I think at the end of the day, Meredith here just needs to vent. We talk about ghosting quite a bit, but usually it's ghosting a date.
Something romantic.
Something romantic. Although now I understand that people are ghosting interviews.
Oh,
they are
ghosting
their first day at work. Or they are ghosting, they don't even quit. They just don't show up anymore. What we don't talk about is ghosting when it comes to school and not attendance. Hey, Meredith, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay. So what area are we talking about ghosting here?
So I am on the PTA board at my kid's school. And every year at the beginning of the school year, we have a list of people to sign up who want to volunteer at the school. And it's always this long, extensive list. And when it comes time for us to ask for volunteers for things, you know, we go through this list, we call people, suddenly nobody's available. And then the people who are available, and it's been really bad this year, will sign up and say that they're going to volunteer, and then the day of just not show up.
Oh, wow. That's infuriating, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, I understand, you know, life happens. Kids get sick. You get sick. You know, maybe you had something come up at work, and that's totally fine. But you have to let people know, because we're relying on this help. Like, we're volunteers ourselves, you know, and we are relying on these parents who are saying they're going to come help us in order to do these things for the kids and for the school. And we can't get them done if we don't have the proper manpower to do them.
I mean, I know for some parents, like, there's a certain parent you aspire to be, and then there's the parent you actually are, and that's okay.
Like, you want to volunteer.
Yes, yeah. Right. And so by putting your name down, you feel like you've done something, but actually you need to follow through in order for that to actually go on your permanent record of parenting. And I understand, Meredith, like, it's okay if you don't have time to do anything. Just don't volunteer. Like, if you don't have the time, you don't have that. I totally get that. But you can't fill a spot and say you're going to be there and then be an absolute no show.
Meredith, if you do have a mom, and you know that pressure on moms is always there to volunteer and be the best. So she signs up to volunteer and then realizes she's not going to have the time. What is the appropriate amount of time to give you to let you know that, okay, now she's not going to show, so I've got to fill that slot?
I mean, really, as soon as possible. You know what I mean? Like, if you know a couple days in advance, like, you know what, I may not be able to do this, let us know a couple days in advance. If it's not till the morning of, like, hey, my kid woke up sick, I'm not going to be able to make it today, that's fine. Just let us know as soon as possible, because then we can start reaching out to people to try to fill that spot. I mean, we had a holiday shop right before the winter break, and we have a very large school. It's like 1,200 students, and it's 5 days of holiday shop that the PTA puts on. Like, we run this 100%. And I had one morning where every single volunteer, I had five volunteers, and every single one of them didn't show up. And then I was completely by myself. And then I had one person who finally came. She was like, sorry, I was running late, which is fine. I was like, thank God you're here. You know, I need bodies. And that's the thing, is like, we can't do these things for the kids, and we can't do these things without being properly staffed. It's like running a business almost, the PTA is, but it's all volunteer run. And then we have parents that are complaining about, well, why did this take so long, or how come this didn't work out this way? I mean, it's, well, because we didn't have the people there to help us do it, to make it run smoothly.
Meredith, has the PTA sent out a newsletter to the parents letting them know, like, hey, we rely on our volunteers and anybody that is capable of helping, great, but we're having an issue with no-shows. If you aren't available, then please don't sign up.
I mean, it's constant. It's constant, like, hey, we really need your help. Hey, like, we need volunteers for this. Yeah. If you're signing up, please make sure to, show up. If you can't show up, please let us know. Like, every time we put out a sign up. And that's the thing too, we're using Sign Up Genius, which automatically sends them reminders about the event.
Yeah, we do that too.
This is such a losing proposition for the parents, at least in like the dating world. If you ghost somebody, there are 1,000 bars and clubs, right? So maybe you're going to run into them, or maybe you're not, and it's going to be uncomfortable. If you're a parent at this school and you ghost, you're definitely going to run into the committee at some point.
For sure. What if there was, so if people are signing up and not showing, what if it went on their permanent record, and if they ghost three times, they're no longer allowed to volunteer? I mean, I know that doesn't help you out with the volunteer situation, but
no, you got to do something to the kid.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say the kid get kicked out of school.
I thought you were going to say your child will be expelled if you don't show up for the holiday bake sale.
Well, I was going to say, because I feel like when people just ghost because there's no consequences, yeah. I feel like at some point, like, when do you stop putting on these events if nobody's around to help? I honestly feel like that's when people would be self-motivated to volunteer and actually show up. If the PTA just stopped doing things for the kids, like, okay, well, we're not going to have the fall festival or whatever because no one shows up. Now, people might not be motivated to show up on their own terms just because, you know, they don't really care about helping other people, but they are wanting to make sure that their kid has a fun carnival to go to. Right. So I think it might come down to that.
I agree with that, but I mean, at the same time, the school, that's where they get money.
Yeah.
To buy things for the school.
Find them.
Find
the parents. That's a good one.
There you go, Meredith. Yeah,
hit
find
them.
Them.
Boxes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we've even, like, done, like, hey, incentive, like, come and volunteer at this event and you'll get, you know, like, if you help out at our movie night, you'll get free pizza and a drink for volunteering. You know, we've thrown out incentives out there, like, come help at the book fair and you get a 10% discount on, you know, at the book fair. And we still have people sign up and then not show up. Yeah. I mean, and it really, like, it got to a point where I was, like, in tears right before the winter break. And I told the school, I said, if this continues, I don't know if we can continue to do these things because I can't. I'm one person and I can't do it by myself. I said, we might have to start canceling events and I might have to throw that out there that like, hey, this event will only work if we have people show up. And if you're not showing up, then we'll have to cancel the event.
Meredith, we appreciate your time. Hopefully there's one mom there that can now hear like from the other side and the perspective and she won't be bailing on you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate you. It's the Bert Show.
I still like your idea of finding them.
Yeah?
That's a great idea.
Hit them in the pockets.
And if you want to give them incentive, like it shouldn't be like pizza. It should be those fairy sex books that
that would probably do. I will volunteer if you give me those for free.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.